One last question about the incursions into the teaching relationships. And I sensed a sense of loss in a way of some of the older ways of doing things. And of course, medicine driven by science is necessarily going to be changing all the time. But the fact that you're not going up there to x-ray and having this great detailed teaching moment with the chief radiologist, for instance.
Yeah, that was, you know, fun to write about. And part of the challenge in all of this is, you know, I don't want to turn into one of those old geezers who's just lamenting the days of the giants and how wonderful things used to be. Things used to not be very good.
Uh-huh.
And I actually think the care we deliver now is better than it was and safer than it was, and computers are helping us do that. So you know, what I didn't want was sort of this nostalgic thing where we'd have to put in some background music to make it all, you know, sort of harken back to how wonderful things used to be. But I do think that it is useful to, you know, as we build new ways to do our work, and computers are only a part of that, you know, we're seeing some of the same tensions with duty hours. As we build in new ways to do our work, when there is something that is lost, to at least be open and honest about it, and then reflect on, you know, what was the essence of that thing? What is the loss? Are the gains, you know, greater than the loss? And then how do we mitigate the harm? And I'm not sure that the right way to mitigate, you know, that harm is to exhume Wally Miller from the grave and try to recreate radiology rounds. I don't think that's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it is to say that I think one of the insights I had that I hope is helpful to people, because I don't hear this talked about very much, is the degree to which the computers change the relationships and change the geometry. You know, radiology sort of was the epiphany I had, but wow, the minute that PACS came out, we stopped going to radiology rounds. And I kind of went through the literature to see if anybody anticipated that before it happened, and the answer was no. It was a completely unforeseen consequence. But then, lo and behold, we do the same thing about the chart, and you know, and you walk to our residence room down the hall from me, and there are 15 residents now in there doing their work four floors away from where the patients are and the nurses are. We didn't think about that. We, you know, and we've done a lot of effort to try to, we've put in a lot of effort and time and money to try to improve the relationship between the docs and the nurses and promote collaboration. None of us thought that our computer system was going to be a hand grenade thrown in the middle of that, but it is. And so, again, does that mean you take away the computers? You know, no, this is not like, you know, your kids spending too much time on Facebook. I mean, we need them to do our work, but we also need to promote these relationships in ways that are helpful toward our end goals. And so, you know, what you do is you take a step back and say, all right, you know, what have we lost and how do we recreate some piece of it without being too nostalgic about trying to recreate it exactly the way it looked before. So the radiology rounds might be through telemedicine. This might be, you know, digital contact rather than person-to-person contact. Who knows? But until we are open and honest about what we've lost, I don't think you even begin to have those conversations.